Nolte, watch Bruce Springsteen smear his own fans as N-word hurling racists. By John Nolte on October 27, 2021. During an appearance on the far-left CBS Sunday Morning, Bruce Springsteen smeared his own fans as N-word hurling racists. Springsteen appeared with former failed President Barack Obama and heartily agreed with Obama's characterization of his fans as racists who would have called black saxophonist Clarence Clemons a nigger if they ever caught him off stage. Here's the relevant transcript. Obama: in an ideal world, what Bruce and Clarence portrayed on stage was essentially a reconciliation, right? Redemption. Springsteen: that's right. Obama: but most of your audiences were primarily white. And they can love Clarence when he's on stage, but if they ran into him in a bar, suddenly. Springsteen: oh, yeah. Obama: the N-word comes out. Springsteen: nods emphatically, yeah. Obama: and part of Bruce's music and part of my politics has been. No, no, you gotta surface that stuff, you gotta talk about it. Sunlight is the disinfectant. Springsteen: yeah. Obama: and if you talk about it, then you can reconcile in a true way. Not in a phony way, but in a real way. Watch below. If I could just back up for a second in the opening part of the clip. Obama the liar asks Springsteen, how unusual was it to have an integrated band back in the day? Are you fucking kidding me? The question itself is a lie. The history of integrated bands goes all the way back to the 1930s. There was nothing, and I mean nothing, revolutionary about Springsteen's E Street Band having a black member, most especially in the 1970s. No one ever thought a thing of it. Benny Goodman, Paul Whiteman, Artie Shaw, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, the Del Vikings, the Dead Kennedys, Thin Lizzy, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Sly and the Family Stone, Three Dog Night, the Allman Brothers, War, Casey and the Sunshine Band. I could go on and on and on. Were all integrated either permanently or at notable times throughout their history. This idea that leftists want to spread, this lie that open racism lasted past the late 60s, is absurd. The civil rights movement worked. In the 70s and 80s, and 90s, people of all races lived and worked together just fine. We hardly thought about race. It wasn't until Barack Obama came along with a campaign determined to bring back racial division that we regressed as a nation. As far as Springsteen trashing his fans, well, fuck you, Bruce. If Springsteen's fans met Clarence Clemons in a bar, the only thing the big man would have to fear is being mobbed with affection and having too many drinks bought for him. Springsteen used to slide across the stage and kiss Clemons right on the mouth. Never once, and I personally saw this happen at near a half dozen concerts, including in the South, did I hear anything but cheers. It's also worth pointing that the album that made Springsteen a superstar, and this is when albums were albums, when they came in a 12-inch package where the cover art was nearly as important as the music, was Born to Run, which famously featured, on the front and back, a photo of Springsteen leaning on Clemons, leaning on, egads, a black man. The only thing anyone thought of that album cover was how cool it was. Lastly, I read Clarence Clemons' autobiography Big Man, Real Life and Tall Tales, 2009, and don't recall anything in there about a racial or even negative encounter with an E Street fan. Granted, it's been 10 years, and I'm happy to correct this if I misremembered. But I do know Clemons held nothing back in that memoir. And it only makes sense that he ran into countless Springsteen fans over the decades, and I recall nothing about this. The very idea of Springsteen fans having a problem with Clemons' race has never, to my knowledge, been brought up ever until this sack of shit Obama said something, and his trained monkey Bruce Springsteen nodded right along. We should all file a class action suit for defamation. Man, these people are garbage. And they hate us. Oh, how Springsteen hates his fans. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.